由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
Welcome back to this broadcast on the awesomeness of the grace of God.
欢迎你收听《天路导向奇异神恩》这个的专题系列信息。
I want to begin by telling you an incident that took place some years ago.
我呢好想告诉你听一件发生在几年前的事。
During a conference on religion in Great Britain,
在英国举行了一个的信仰研讨会啊。
Experts from around the world debated the following question.
跟着呢，在世界各地来的专家就辩论一个问题了。
What if any belief was unique to the Christian faith?
究竟基督教的独特性在哪里呢？
They began by eliminating the possibilities.
好，那他们呢，首先呢，就做一些排除法了。
Incarnation.
关于呢，道成肉身。
Other religions claim that their gods appeared in human form.
其他的宗教都会说他们的神是以人的形式显现啊。
Miracles?
神迹呢。
Other religions claimed all sorts of miracles.
其他宗教大把神迹啦。
And so the debate continued.
于是呢他们就继续去辩论。
Until C.S. Lewis, the famous author and theologian, wandered into the room.
直到呢那个著名的作家同埋神学家呢鲁益斯就入咗间房啦。
He asked what was going on.
佢问发生咩事啊。
His colleagues told him that they were trying to discover what was unique about Christianity.
嗰啲辩论緊嘅人就话我哋喺度讨论緊基督教有几咁独特啊。
C.S. Lewis' response was simple and to the point.
鲁益斯嘅回应呢好简单而且一针见血。
He said, that's easy, it's grace.
他说很简单啫，咪恩典咯。
And he left the room.
跟着他就走了。
I'm sure that I would have loved to have been in that room after he left.
唉，我真的希望我自己当时都在场里面啊，他离开了之后呢，发生什么事呢？
The group continued their debate for quite a while.
他们那些专家就继续都辩论着。
And then finally they concluded that grace...Does distinguish Christianity.
他们最后的结论就是说恩典的确是基督教的特色。
For the God of the universe to give his grace freely is truly unique.
因为宇宙的上帝呢白白赐恩典给人真是独一无二啊。
For the God of the universe to save a sinner by grace alone with no strings attached goes against every human instinct.
在里头啊我们见到这个的宇宙的上帝竟然只靠恩典没有其他的附带条件去拯救罪人是违反人类本性的嘛。
For God to love freely and expect nothing in return runs contrary to every other religious system in the world.
就是因为上帝的博爱不问回报的恩情啊，这一种东西是和世界其他宗教完全相反的。
Only Jesus Christ, the eternal Son of God, can offer God's unconditional love.
只有耶稣基督永生上帝的仔才能够赐下上帝无条件的爱。
Only Jesus Christ, the God of very God in human flesh, could be extravagant in his generosity of grace.
只有耶稣基督真的上帝成为人的肉身才可以这么慷慨地施恩。
Only Jesus Christ through whom the world was created would give freely of his saving grace.
只有耶稣基督创造这个世界的主宰才可以白白施行救恩。
What is this grace and how is it given with no strings attached?
这个恩典是什么呢？怎样才可以得着恩典而且没有任何附带条件呢？
We saw in the last broadcast how the God of grace saved Adam and Eve despite the refusal to obey him.
我们上次节目讲过上帝的恩典是怎样拯救亚当和夏娃虽然 他们拒绝信服上帝。
We saw how his grace extended to them in three ways.
我们见到上帝的恩典是从三方面去临到他们身上。
God extended his grace by not letting them physically die as they were supposed to.
第一，上帝的恩典就是要免了他们应有的刑罚，原本就是肉身的死亡。
Secondly,
第二样的恩典是什么呢？
God extended his grace by promising them the coming Messiah.
上帝的恩典就延伸应许赐给他们一位弥赛亚。
Thirdly,
第三样的恩典是什么呢？
God extended his grace by shedding the blood of an innocent animal to cover their nakedness of sin.
因为上帝的恩典，所以一只无辜的动物被宰杀，用他的血来遮掩犯罪之后赤身露体的羞耻。
The Bible says,
圣经是这样讲的，
that every human being that is born with Adam and Eve's genes of sin.
人人生下来都遗传了亚当和夏娃的罪的遗传基因。
The Bible says,
圣经是这样讲的，
that just as we do inherit our ancestors' genes, we have inherited Adam and Eve's genes.
正如我们承受了祖先的遗传基因，我们亦都遗传了亚当和夏娃的犯罪基因。
Those genes are manifested in the way we come out of the womb declaring independence.
我们打从出娘胎开始，那个基因就不断长大，直到完全成熟。
These genes are manifested in the way our pride rules supreme.
这一些的遗传基因的长大，就使我们渐渐妄自尊大。
In Ephesians 2:1-10, the Apostle Paul summarizes how we are saved and rescued from what these genes can do to us.
以弗所书2:1-10，使徒保罗就总结了我们是怎样摆脱原罪得救的。
Let's read it together.
咁喺度让我们一起来读出。在以弗所书2:1-10的新约圣经。他说你们死在罪恶和过犯之中，是他叫你们活过来。那个时候你们是其中的行事为人，是随从了今世的风俗习惯，信服了空中掌权者的首领，就是现在在勃逆之子心中运行的邪灵。我们从前亦都在他们中间放纵肉体的私欲，随从肉体和心里面所喜好的事去行。本来我们就是可值得去羞辱的儿子，好像其他人一样。但是上帝既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯之中的时候，便叫我们同基督一起活过来。你们得救是本乎恩，他亦都叫我们同耶稣基督一起复活，一同坐在天上面，要将他极丰富的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里面向我们所施的恩赐，显明给后来的世代去看。你们的得救是本乎恩，亦都因为信。这个并不是出于自己，乃是上帝所赐的，亦都不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。我们原来都是他的工作，是在基督耶稣里面造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是上帝预备叫我们行的。
One of you, my listening friends, may be asking this question.
可能有听众朋友呢，是会问了。
Why do we need to be rescued from the inherited sin genes?
为什么我们要从那些遗传的犯罪基因里面被拯救出来呢？
As we saw in the last broadcast,
我们在上次节目当中讲过的，
God's justice declared that if those sin genes are not dealt with,
上帝的公义是宣告了那些没有处理的犯罪基因的结局，
The consequences are eternal torment and punishment.
他们的结局就是永远的折磨和刑罚。
The courts of heaven have declared that unless those sin genes are done away with,
天上的审判亦都宣告，除非人解决了罪的问题。
We have a dismal future of utter loneliness and bleak darkness ahead of us.
否则我们将会有悲惨的收场，亦都是完全的孤独和永远的黑暗。
There are some people who would say,
亦都呢有人会这样讲的吧。
Yes, we agree that the sin gene has consequences.
是，我们知道，我们同意犯罪的基因会带来恶果。
But they think that the way to deal with this sin gene is to do good works.
但是他们以为要去处理这些犯罪基因，只要行善积德就行了。
Why do they say that?
为什么他们会这样说呢？
Because they hope that their good works will help alleviate the consequences of the sin gene.
因为他们希望行善积德啊，可以减轻罪的恶果。
There are others who teach that, yes, Jesus died on the cross.
亦都有人会说，是啊，耶稣是死在十字架上面了。
But you have to atone for your own sin by doing certain things.
你仍然要为自己所犯的罪啊，来做补偿的嘛。
Others teach.
其他人呢，又会这样教训的。
Oh yes, Jesus forgives, but you have to earn his forgiveness.
是。啱，耶稣是宽恕人，但是你要靠努力才赚取到他的宽恕的。
Others say,
又有其他人这样讲。
Oh yes, redemption is made possible by the cross, but you have to buy your redemption.
你啊，没错，是救赎，是在于十字架，但是你需要买你的救赎。
The problem with these false teachings is that they are contrary to the Bible.
其实啊，呢一啲错误嘅讲法，全部同圣经系违背噶。
The Bible tells us that no one can climb up into God's chamber.
圣经话冇人能够爬到去上帝嘅至圣所上面。
No one can earn God's favor.
冇人能够去得着上帝嘅喜悦。
No one can buy his way or her way into heaven.
冇人能够用钱买到入天堂嘅门票。
That's an impossibility.
其实这一个就是没可能的。
God is the one who has to come to us.
上帝是那一位，是来到我们中间的那一位。
And that's what sets Christianity apart.
而这一样东西也都是基督教独一无二的地方。
Let me give you an illustration.
那让我在这里为你举个例子啊。
A child's description of an elevator explains what the Bible means when it tells us that God comes to us.
有一个小朋友呢，就用升降机来形容圣经所讲的话，上帝来到人间。
The boy said, I got into this little room and the upstairs came down.
个小朋友说呢，我入了一个房间，好小的房，然后呢，上一层楼的升降机呢，就落了来了。
God is the one who comes to us.
上帝就是来到人中间的那一位。
We do not climb up to God.
我们不需要爬上去找上帝的吧。
It wasn't long ago that I read the story about a man who was obsessed with meeting Queen Elizabeth II.
无奈之前我曾经读过一个故事，说有一个人呢，是朝思暮想要见伊丽莎白女王。
This man slept through the most incredible security shield of Buckingham Palace.
这个人呢，偷偷地这样穿过白金汉宫那个守卫森严、天衣无缝的警卫网。
And entered into the queen's chambers.
并且进入了女王的寝室。
When she got there at night time, there he was in her private sitting room.
当女王回房，夜晚回房的时候，突然间发现有个人呢，坐了在她自己的房里面。
He was waiting to see her and talk to her.
佢咧正喺度等紧同女王讲嘢。
She immediately had the guards arrest him and remove him to prison。
咁当然女王就即刻叫守卫守卫，捉咗佢入监。
My friend, no one can climb into God's chamber uninvited。
我想话俾你听，如果冇上帝嘅准许，根本就冇人能够爬入上帝嘅内室。
We can only meet him when he comes down to us。
除非啊，上帝自己来到我们中间，否则我们根本没办法去见到他。
In Ephesians chapter 2,
在以弗所书第二章里面啊，
The Apostle Paul summarizes the way in which God comes to us and rescues us through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
使徒保罗讲到上帝来到人间，借着上帝的儿子主耶稣基督拯救我们。
Paul gives us three things that you must understand about God's grace in the life of a Christian.
保罗要我们必须明白到上帝的恩典在基督徒生命里面所作的三件事。
First,
第一件事是什么呢？
God's grace takes away our dismal past.
上帝的恩典是除去我们悲惨的过去。
Secondly,
第二样东西是什么呢？
God's grace gives us a glorious present.
上帝的恩典是赐给我们一个荣耀的现在。
Thirdly,
第三样东西是什么呢？
God's grace leads us to a stupendous future.
上帝的恩典是令我们进入一个伟大的未来。
How did God's grace take away our dismal past?
究竟上帝的恩典怎样除去我们悲惨的过去呢？
The Apostle Paul said that our inherited sinful genes made us be born spiritually dead.
使徒保罗说由于罪的遗传，所以我们一出世的时候灵性已经死亡了。
Of course there are some people who would say,
当然亦都有些人会这样说，
Yes, there's something wrong with the human race.
没错，人类是有错。
But nothing that science and technology cannot cure.
但是有什么东西科学和技术搞不定吗？
Science and technology have never eliminated diseases. They have just discovered more.
但是你发现科学和技术呢，永远都是只能够发现更加多的疾病，而不是去消除疾病。
Science and technology have never eliminated poverty.
我们发现呢，科学和技术永远都消除不到贫穷。
Science and technology have never been able to overcome death.
我们又发现科学和技术是永远都赢不到死亡。
And then there are others who say,
亦都呢，有些人这样说，
In my natural state before Christ, I was like a man in a ditch.
我们发现在基督面前，原来我好像是跌入去深坑里面的一个人。
I could not climb out of it by myself.
我自己呢，爬不到出来啊。
Until Jesus came and took my hand and pulled me out.
直到耶稣来用手去拉我。
That could not be further from the truth.
这个就跟真理很近了。
The Bible says,
圣经但是这样说，
We were dead in sin.
我们是死在过犯和罪恶之中。
Please tell me how can a dead person stretch out his hand?
那请你告诉我，上面那个好像是真理的东西，讲到一个死人能不能够伸出手来呢？
Please tell me how can a dead person even know that he is in a ditch?
请你告诉我，一个死人能不能够意识到他自己仍然在一个坑里面呢？
Before God's grace came into our lives,
在上帝的恩典仍然未来到我们生命之前，
We were spiritual corpses.
我们其实在灵性里面只是尸体而已。
Before God's grace came into our lives,
在上帝的恩典仍然未来到我们生命之前，
We could not make one move toward God or respond to God.
我们并不能够向上帝迈进一步，亦都不懂得去回应上帝。
Until God's grace breathed spiritual life into our dead spiritual corpses, we could not even move.
直到上帝的恩典啊，向我们那个灵性的尸体去吹气啊，否则我们现在都不能够动啊。
This spiritual death is a very strange type of death.
其实属灵的死亡是很奇怪的一种死亡。
Let me explain.
在这里让我为你解释一下。
While the person before Christ was spiritually dead,
我们见到呢，一个在基督面前灵性死亡的人呢，
This person was up and about and actively proclaiming his or her independence from God.
我们知道呢，他呢会不断这样去挣扎，去摆脱上帝的管治。
Listen again to verses 1 and 2 of Ephesians 2.
你听多次以弗所书第二章一到二节。
As for you, you were dead in your trespasses and sins.
你们死在过犯和罪恶之中，他是他叫你活过来。
in which you used to live while you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient.
那个时候你们在其中行事为人是随从了今世的风俗，顺服空中掌权者的首领，就是现在在勃逆之子心里面运行的邪灵。
What is Paul saying?
究竟保罗所讲的是讲什么呢？
Paul is saying that before the grace of God,
保罗就是说在上帝的恩典临到你之前，
You were dead man walking.
你只是行尸走肉。
You were a dead woman walking.
你只是一个活的死人。
You were like a zombie.
你好像僵尸一样。
Do you know what a zombie is?
你知不知道僵尸是怎样样的呢？
A zombie is a person of fiction and myth who has died but is still on his feet walking around.
僵尸呢，就是小说和神话当中描述的死人，但是死了仍然能够行走。在中国的僵尸呢，就是伸了两只手出来在那里跳下跳下这样。
In fact, the zombie literature is so gruesome that I won't get into it.
实际上呢，僵尸的传说实在是太令人毛骨悚然了，所以都不会再讲太多。
But before God's grace comes into our lives,
但是在上帝的恩典仍然未进入我们生命当中的时候呢，
We were not only dead men and women walking,
我们不单只是好像死了的男女，好像行尸走肉那样，
But also we were enslaved to sin,
我们而且是罪的奴隶。
In Ephesians 2:2, Paul said,
在以弗所书第二章第二节保罗这样讲，
We were enslaved to the world system,and the evil spirit who controls this world system.
我们的行事为人随从了世界的潮流，而邪灵就是管辖这个世界的潮流。
We thought like the unbelievers think.
我们的思想就好像不信的人一样。
We talked like the unbelievers talk.
我们的说话好像不信的人一样。
We were filled with greed, hatred, lust, arrogance, and self-assertion.
我们呢发现我们自己是充满了贪婪、仇恨、欲念、傲慢，甚至自以为是。
We had no room for God.
我们有没有给空间给上帝呢？
But before we run out of time, I want to ask you a question.
但是在节目今天要结束之前呢，我想问你一个问题。
Has God been speaking to you to repent of your sins?
上帝有没有曾经对你说话，叫你认罪悔改呢？
Do not harden your heart.
请你唔好硬着心啦。
Because this is God's way of quickening your spirit from its dead state.
因为呢一个系上帝使你死咗嘅灵魂要活过嚟。
Will you say yes, Lord Jesus, come into my life?
喺度你会唔会讲系嘅主耶稣，请你进入我嘅生命当中
？It is our prayer that you do so.
但愿你会咁样做。
Tune in next time to learn more about our dismal past and how God's grace saves us from it.
请你下次继续收听，我们会分享更多有关上帝的恩典是怎样将我们悲惨的过去是从当中拯救我们出来。请你继续下次收听天路导向，现在先送上一首歌给你。
早出现，只是我不愿接受。神允许我同在，只是我不去感受。因为人的软弱，生活不好过，甚至在我们软弱上显出他荣耀。主，感谢你，你存留我生命，使我从软弱。 热中认识自己。你破碎我，使我有丰盛的生命，这些都是你爱的建造。求主用我，使我能安慰，使我能安慰受伤的灵魂，赐我力量，赐我勇气，使我靠你重新生活。求主用我，使我能安慰，使我能安慰受伤的灵魂，赐我力量，赐我勇气，使我靠你重新生活，使我靠你重新生活。
各位亲爱的听众朋友，正话送上俾你嘅系由一同堂唱出嘅《重新生活》，系喺我哋电台度录嘅现场录音。咁咧喺当中咧，希望你真系能够听到上帝话俾你听嘅话语。好多时候咧，我哋的确系听唔到上帝嘅声音，系因为咧我哋太多嘅嘢咧系喺我哋嘅生活当中系占据晒我哋所有嘅空间，系无论任何时间咧。我哋都要用声音去填满我哋，我哋冇俾自己咧有时间去思考，冇俾时间去谂嘢。就算向上帝祈祷，我哋都系对佢讲好多好多好多嘅嘢，但系我哋却冇花时间去听佢嘅声音。我哋应该咧去学下去听主嘅声音。如果你有一啲听到主嘅声音，但系你唔系好确定咧。或者你都可以写信嚟到同我哋分享，我哋嘅地址就系香港九龙大友街一号十楼，或者咧电邮就系 liangyou 梁友嘅汉语拼音 @liangyou， 亦都系梁友嘅汉语拼音.net。你写信嚟到，我哋好乐意同你去分享更加多，一齐学习点样去聆听上主对我哋讲嘢嘅功课。喺度愿上帝大大赐福俾你，我哋下次同样时间再会。